Welcome to Classical Conversations. My name is Haley Taylor, and today joining us we have Norwegian composer and piano soloist Ola Jalo. Ola, thank you so much for joining us today.
Hi, thank you so much for having me on.
You have a new album coming out called Night, and I want to get to that in just a moment. But first, to kind of go back in time, back to the beginning, I think your story about your journey becoming a composer is such an interesting one, because you started playing piano, experimenting with the piano before you knew how to read.
Yes, I started very early. I can't remember exactly, but maybe 4 or 5 or so. And I just started improvising, I think. Obviously, very badly at first. but I think I had a good ear as a child, so I could sort of hear things and play it back on the piano, so that I didn't need to learn to read yet. And so that was kind of the start of my love for improvisation, and which I've always been doing, and which definitely the basis for this album as well. But yeah, so I started very early with that.
Mm. Yeah, you mentioned, you know, improvisational work, and then eventually you said, I think it was in high school, I read that you transitioned into taking, you know, more of a structured music courses and classes. Was that a difficult transition coming from kind of this free landscape of improvisational, you know, playing with sounds and playing with different textures, and then transitioning to more of a structured classroom?
No, I think I really enjoyed it. And I had classical piano teachers for many years, also before that as well. So I was used to classical music, and I listened to mostly classical, as well as, you know, pop and jazz and stuff like that. But no, I think I really enjoyed it, because it was as a way to, in high school in Norway, the system is a little different. So, like in the States, we have kind of music in most high schools, I think, and a choir and a band. In Norway, we don't really have that at all. It's more specialized, so we have maybe one music, dance, and drama high school in each county or so. So I went to one of those, and it was kind of it was just almost like a music conservatory in a way. You have a lot of music classes, and then you have just enough of sort of core curriculum, that like language and math or whatever, that you can go on to study something else in college if you want to. But so I love that experience of being able to do so much music in high school. And but I didn't study composition in high school, so I could kind of develop that freely anyway.
And did you know during that time that composing was going to be in your future, that you really wanted to become a composer during that time?
Yeah, I think I knew that from I was 5. I think, yeah, I don't know. I just had such passion for it as a child, and I just knew. Like it was never a choice in a way. Like I felt like that I was just, that's what I was supposed to do. And so I never really thought about it, I think, other than wanted to be a soccer player for a little while, but in middle school. But yeah, so that was always what I wanted to do.
And another interesting point that I read is that a good introduction for you to composing was the synthesizer, was that specific instrument. I think maybe people don't think of that as maybe the natural answer to, I discovered composing through synthesizer. So for you, how did that happen?
Yeah, I always loved the synthesizer and synthesizers in music. And I loved a lot of kind of instrumental composers back then, you know, Vangelis or Jean-Michel Jarre or something like that. You know, I think that was very inspiring to me. Or Mike Oldfield, you know. So I listened to a lot of stuff like that, and I loved the sound worlds that you can get through the synthesizer. So my dad kindly would take me many Saturdays to the synth store, or the Yamaha store, I think, in our area, and let me just you know, go nuts for a couple of hours. And eventually my parents bought me a Yamaha SY-77 synthesizer, which I loved and played on every single day, and which had a sequencer so that you could record yourself with many layers of instruments. And so that was a great way to learn not just composing, but arranging and how to put stuff together and make it sound good and have it make sense. So that was a really useful tool that I and I still compose on the synthesizer most of the when I write, especially not piano music but choral music. I always compose on the keyboard because I can use samples that sound more like what I'm writing for.
Mm. And this new album, Night, is piano music with yourself performing. And you mentioned improvisation, how that was important for this album. Is that how some of these tracks started? Wonderful titles as well for the tracks. You have Sleepless and City Nights, Night Rain, Dreaming. Did it all start with an improvisational introduction into writing those pieces?
Absolutely, yeah. Every single track was started out as a free improvisation. It was kind of a little bit of coincidence. I was kind of trying out. I haven't recorded much in New York City, even though I lived here for a long time. But so it was a little bit of a sort of a quest to. I wanted to check out a lot of the recording studios in the city and check out the pianos there, especially to kind of find the right one. And then I ended up doing a lot of just kind of short sessions, you know, 3-4 hours, and just doing tons of improvisations. I kind of later edited those recordings into actual pieces. And that's what ended up on this album.
It must be an interesting process transitioning between, you know, having a session of improvisation in a studio with a piano, and then trying to find out how to fit a track or pull a track out of that for an album, or describe the process in finding that structure from starting it as improvisation and then pulling a form out of it to create a track for an album.
Yeah, first of all, it's just so much fun doing that because it's when you improvise and you record it, I don't necessarily remember much of what I did after, so it's so fun to be able to listen back and to listen if there's something that inspires me and that's usable, you know. So that's a sort of a awesome fun process of discovery in a way, even though I recorded it myself. But I think I always I usually improvise in a fairly formal way so that it has, I try to improvise in pieces in a way so that, so some of these actually are just as they were improvised. I just wrote down what the improv was. Like that track called Still, for example, and I think City Lights as well. A lot of them were just written down as improvised. So I always try to improvise in sort of structures.
And you know, I mentioned you growing up in Norway, and then you mentioned living in New York, which you do currently now. I mean, there is something special about New York at night, which, you know, on the album, with it being called Night, but also there's a beautiful cityscape on the back of the album. For you, was it something that you were kind of always itching to capture the feeling of a city sleeping but also alive with the lights and the kind of the quiet hustle and bustle of a city at night?
Yeah, definitely. This album is very, very New York inspired, I think. And I'm a very much a night person. I love nighttime, and I usually work a lot during the night. And I think, yeah, I'm really inspired by that kind of dichotomy between how quiet New York gets at night, even though it never really sleeps, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So, I live in Queens, so I can kind of look at Manhattan from a distance, sort of Midtown area, which, and I just love that that particular skyline, and all the lights that are always on, you know. So that's definitely very inspiring to me, and that's something I wanted to have sort of come through in this album.
There's one more thing I wanted to chat about before we wrap up the interview, and that is your love of film scores. I've read some of the film scores that you love, and they're also favorites of mine. Dario Marianelli with Pride and Prejudice, and of course Howard Shore with Lord of the Rings.
Yes.
You've got Alexandre Desplat, all those kind of big names. For you, is that maybe a dream of yours to score a film like those big feature films?
Yeah, I would love that, definitely. Hopefully that will be in the cards. It's such a how you get into that sort of a game is it's a lot of coincidences, so you never quite know. It's hard to kind of there's no real career ladder, I think, in film music.
Sure.
And it can kind of happen out of nowhere. I would love to do that. I've done some short films and had some my existing music put in feature films, but I haven't scored one myself yet. I'd love to make that happen.
Well, Ola Yelo, thank you so much for joining us today. I'm really excited to share Night with our listeners, and I'll be patiently awaiting for your very first film score.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.